Exciting, exciting music. Wow, that is from Uganda in East Africa, and it is here today courtesy of the American, a couple of Americans, who went on a most unusual investigation. Bela Fleck is a legendary musical virtuoso whose trip has produced Throw Down Your Heart, a lively new documentary by Sasha Palladino that opens today at the IFC Center, 323 6th Avenue. We'll give you some more details about that later. You want to go down there and see it. I am so delighted to have Bela and Sasha in the studio. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That, we should just, let's just first identify that music. That, because I've seen the documentary, which is just so spirited and so delightful, that is a bunch of Ugandan musicians playing at what I would have called a marimba or a xylophone, right? But it's the biggest xylophone I've ever seen in my life, Bela.
Yeah, this thing is huge. This thing is huge. It's, what do you think, Sasha?
It's maybe 12 feet long.
It takes 8 people to play it, and they're all on the ground.
Sitting on the ground.
They're all sitting on the ground in positions that I can promise are very uncomfortable for regular people. But there's a big hole in the ground also that the instrument sits on top of, almost like a resonator. So the earth literally shakes when this instrument plays.
So some of them are hitting on the strips of wood which form
the
xylophone.
Yeah, they're all doing that. They each have mallets,
right.
And they're all
hitting. It's not exactly what we sort of grew up with as little children, with a little
giant
Q-tip and a metal xylophone thing.
Right. But the other thing is the cooperation involved in playing one instrument together is something to behold, because all 8 people are so locked in, they're all playing completely different rhythms at the same time, and not only that, the whole town is gathered around singing and playing flutes and little violins and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, let's get to the main story here, because I could just listen to the music and chat about it all day. But Bela, many of you who are listening already know, of course, who Bela is. Some of you don't. The instrument you play, Bela, is?
I play the 5-string banjo.
The banjo. And mm-hmm. I'll bet there's somebody out there listening who has the same reaction to banjo as I did before I saw this film. Banjo, Stephen Foster, Civil War, or Mal. I'm from Philadelphia, so I think of the banjo as the Mummers Parade, New Year's Day.
Well, those are two things that, you know, a lot of people don't think of when they think of the banjo. Most people that I see think of Deliverance and the Beverly Hillbillies.
And the dueling banjos from Deliverance,
exactly.
Of course. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. So the banjo, in a way, has always been associated with very American, down-home, some might say corny, maybe not music, but in fact, what you've done with this trip in this documentary and what you've shown us with your music is that it's a very sophisticated instrument.
Right. And the other element I would say is it's normally associated with a Southern white a stereotype. And thinking about that the banjo comes from Africa is what we wanted to sort of point out in a way with this film and go back to some of the roots of the banjo.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't realize that the banjo originated in Africa and came over to the U.S. with the slaves and was played on plantations and then found its way into white American music in that way.
Something I certainly didn't realize. Sasha Palladino is the you're the director? You're the director.
And producer,
so,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
Co-producer.
Now, there's something else that I just learned before we went on the air about these two fellows. Bela is the musician. Sasha is the director. And yet, Sasha, you are both?
Brothers.
Amazing. Amazing.
But
have
true.
Have you ever worked together before?
We did. We made a short film before, and that kind of led to this film. You know, I've been making films for a while. Bela's been playing music for a while. But Bela's a few years older than me. When I was born, he was sort of moving out of the house. He's 17 years older. So we didn't really grow up together, and working together actually was a way we got to know each other.
Isn't that exciting? So you not only made this wonderful film, but you bonded together, which is cool. Now, Bela, you say that one of the reasons you went was to, or Sasha just pointed out, was to talk about the roots of the banjo. But you wanted to show it to the Africans, didn't you? You wanted to get their reaction.
I had a lot of motivations. One of them was probably most of them quite selfish, that I loved African music and I wanted to play with these guys. But I also have been aware of the banjo history for a long time. And I like the idea of the modern American banjo going back and interacting with the traditional musicians in Africa.
And one of the things that watching it, and Sasha, this is a great tribute to you in terms of the way you put the film together, is that you go in there with your banjo and you're going to all these villages and you're meeting local musicians,
right.
Each one of whom is immensely talented. But the looks on the faces of the Africans, musicians and non-musicians alike, when you start playing your banjo is really extraordinary.
Well, it was really important to us to capture those first moments when Bela first worked with the or met the musicians and pulled out his banjo and started playing. So we would often, you know, say, okay, Bela, you got
to
wait in the van, wait until we get everything
set
up.
Shoot.
And he was like, no, I want to play, I'm ready.
Well, it wasn't just that I wanted to play. It's that my usual thing is get to know somebody, make friends, and then start playing. But this was... Sasha's vision was, we're going to catch the first moment that you guys meet, and we're going to catch the first moment that you play.
And they are beatific grins, I must say.
It's
these
amazing.
Are people that are so excited. Now, had any of these individuals ever seen an actual banjo before?
Yeah, some of them, like especially in Mali, which is, you know, there was a guy there who plays the Ngoni, which is, his name is Baseko Kouyaté. It's the banjo of Mali, and he had actually been to the United States, and we'd actually been at a banjo thing together once, so that was the only guy.
But let me point out that in this film, which is called Throw Down Your Heart, in the film, and it's also incidentally out on a CD, on Rounder Records, you can buy the track, which is, and I guess
the album's a little bit different than the film,
right.
they both have different
great
elements
music.
To them.
But the countries you go to, you start in Uganda. You go to Tanzania, mm-hmm. East Africa, and then you head over to West Africa.
Right.
You go to Mali.
And the Gambia.
And the Gambia first, right. And Mali, and
that's it.
Four countries.
We were there for 5 weeks. And, you know, one part of the trip was finding the roots of the banjo. But as Bela says in the film, an overall goal was really to make great music. And so, you know, the West African part focuses on the history of the banjo, but it's a expansive trip.
Let's talk a little bit about the differences that you found. And let's start with... tell me first, brief description, Bela, how would you characterize the music that you discovered in West Africa? I'm sorry, let me start in the East. You started in the East. The music in East Africa.
The music in East Africa is phenomenal, but the music in West Africa is incredible. That's what I would say.
Okay, fine. Well,
so
then let's take a listen first. Let's take a listen first to the music from East Africa. That was music from East Africa. Bela Fleck, what exactly were we listening to?
I'm still trying to figure it out, but no, it's this one guy I'm playing with, and he's on the floor. He's got a bowed lyre kind of thing. It's got all
a
these
bowed lyre.
It's like a harp instrument, and he sits on the floor, and attached to his big toe is a cymbal. Which that symbol that you're hearing is his big toe hitting the floor, and then he's singing, and it's such a bluesy song. It's like normally I always would have thought West Africa is the home of the blues, and East Africa is a different vibe. But this sort of broke up that idea. It was like once you think you have your thumb on it and you know what's going on, it moves, and you discover that you don't know what you're talking about.
And which country was that? Was that Uganda or Tanzania?
That was in Tanzania.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just for contrast now hop over to West Africa. What country are we going to now? Do you know?
Mali.
We're going to Mali. Let's listen to the music of West Africa. Music of West Africa.
Oh, wait, listen to this. Okay.
I I love. Okay, I could listen to it all afternoon. I love vocal music too. So Bella, that's Molly.
Yeah.
And what instrument is that?
Well, there's a pile of instruments there, but you've got the instrument that started the song, which is probably actually, now that I realize, it's the closest to that East African instrument that we heard. It's called the Kamalangoni. It's another harp kind of instrument. And then on the right side, you heard the great kora player, Timani Giabate, come in. And then, of course, you had the djembe, and you had the little fiddle.
Oh, of course.
Well, of course. And then you have one of the greatest vocalists in the world, Umu Sangare.
She has the most beautiful voice, I must say.
Yeah.
This gorgeous Malian woman who sings like a dream.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, she's known as the songbird of Mali, and
she's fabulous. And she seemed like such an extraordinarily wonderful personality.
She really is.
The film.
She's really a great lady, and she's another of the reasons that I wanted to go to Africa so bad. Because although I knew that the banjo was from Africa and all this, and I'd heard lots of really cool snippets of African music, I'd fallen in love with her music. And Sasha and I actually went on a trip to, I think I came up to New York just for this. She was in Brooklyn hanging out for a few days before going back to Mali on one of her rare trips to the States, and we went to where she was staying and met her and said, we really want to come to Africa.
That's amazing.
And I actually had my camera that day, but she wanted, I wanted to film. I thought, hey, maybe this is the first scene of the movie, but she said, no, wait till you get to Africa.
You'll get your chance.
Yeah. Oh, it's just
amazing.
She
was right.
Sasha Palladino, the director of this new documentary, Throw Down Your Heart, Bela Fleck, the virtuoso banjo player who went to show and tell the roots of the banjo to the Africans. Sasha, what were the particular challenges in terms of getting the sounds? There's one scene in the film where your recording engineer drops a microphone down underneath something.
Yeah, there were a lot of challenges every day, every couple minutes, actually. Shooting in Africa, we had a crew of five. We were moving through four countries with lots of equipment. We had two sound people, amazing sound people, one for the film and one for the album, although they worked together a lot. And it was really just creative problem solving, like any creative project, but it felt intensified. We were, like, for example, that big marimba, that scene you're talking about, one of our sound guys.
The big xylophone.
Yeah. Had to basically he came up with this idea to put a microphone underneath it in the ground so you'd really feel it rumbling.
And as Bella had pointed out, there was a hollow space underneath, so
right.
There was room to do all that.
Right, but there were mics hanging out of trees, there were mics sticking out of sticks in the ground. There are mics everywhere,
it's
but
amazing.
A lot of them are not visible.
Right. Well, they shouldn't be.
But
it was
important to us that, that the sound quality was at a really high level. You've heard a lot of African recordings that are sort of like field recordings, and to us it was important that what we came back with was first rate in terms of the audio quality, so you could really feel like you were there, both when watching the film and listening to the music.
And Bela, just I want to point out, you kept pointing out with your interviews with the local musicians, music is so much a part of most of their lives. It's not something you go to a concert hall for. It's part of daily life there, right?
Right. In fact, we didn't do any performing for people outside of, just in a village or at somebody's house on this trip.
And I'd say that's one of the goals of the film, too, is to show how the music weaves itself in and out of people's lives in an important way and different than in our country. And I like to think of the film as, Bela's a big part of the film, but it's not really about Bela. It's about this journey and a bunch of portraits of these African musicians that you wouldn't otherwise get a chance to meet.
Indeed it is, and it's also a wonderful portrait of Bela at the same time and his music. One of the lines about Bela, somebody says in the film, that wonderful singer we were just talking about, Bela has trouble expressing himself with his mouth, but perfectly with his fingers.
Well, and you have to remember, I don't speak Bambara.
Yeah.
So I had to just play.
The music was delicious. You will hear bluegrass. You will hear jazz. You will hear primitive sounding but very sophisticated African music. And you get to hear Bela playing his banjo, which is really exciting. So thank you both, Bela. For Bela Fleck and Sasha Palladino, for coming in and for making this lovely documentary, which is called Throw Down Your Heart. You can go to see it starting tonight, correct?
Yeah, it opens today at the IFC Center.
At the IFC Center. And you guys are going to be on the stage
talking? Yeah, we're going to be there tonight for the 9-ish show, and tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at the 7:20 and 9:45, and then Sunday at the 2:40, and we'll be answering
questions. and I might even play a tune.
If you ask
you
nicely.
You might even play a tune. Cool.
If I'm feeling it.
Okay, well, so nice of both of you, Sasha Palladino and Bela Fleck, to come in and talk about your new documentary with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
no ninga